Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex. I'll also be hosting tomorrow. We've got a world-exclusive interview coming up tomorrow with a deep inside whistleblower of a major global pharmaceutical company. That's going to be big news, so you'll want to be sure to join us tomorrow. Coming up today on the Alex Jones Show, we've got the Ask Alex segment, where this is from PlanetInfoWars.com, and Alex Jones answers questions that are posed by readers. And also, by the way, if we have time, I'd like to open up the phones for the second half of this hour and do a little bit of an ask the Health Ranger section, or just take your calls, have a conversation about a few things. But coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Daryl Rogers from the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org, to talk about the Monsanto Protection Act. But before that, let's go over some of the other headlines that are breaking today. The largest natural disaster in U.S. history, it says, the endless drought of 2012 will bake America well into August. Here's the statistic that is shocking about this. Right now, approximately 61% of the entire nation is experiencing drought conditions. And the USDA says that approximately 60% of all the corn in the country is experiencing moderate to extreme drought conditions. And if it doesn't end soon, the losses are going to be, quote, mind-blowing, says this story, endoftheamericandream.com. It's estimated that farmers and ranchers have suffered billions of dollars in damage. How much worse can things get? Well, it's interesting. A year ago, we had a drought in central Texas, a very bad drought. It was worse than a 100-year drought. All the rain was happening in the Midwest. This year, it's the opposite. Texas is getting drenched. And the Midwest is dry as a bone. The drought is getting worse there all the time. Of course, I'm sure somebody like Mr. Al Gore is going to say, well, it must prove that global warming is real. I just think, you know, weather radicalization is a real issue. And it could be, you know, HAARP issues. It could be government messing with the environment, messing with the atmosphere, chemtrails, ionization. Technologies, many things like that as well, but definitely things are getting radical, and the food supply is going to be, well, let's just say you should get some stored food now. You really should, because food prices are going to go up, and food could become scarce, at least in the short term, especially corn. And corn is in everything, it seems like, in the grocery store. Hey, I wonder if most of those, I bet most of those crops are GMO corn crops. So I guess the headline could say, GMO crops, two-thirds of GMOs are dying in the fields. That might not necessarily be such a bad thing. Maybe they should plant non-GMO and rebalance the ecosystem and the environment, bring the insects back, bring the trees back, and we would have actually reliable rain once again. That's something to think about. Next article, new ethanol blend fuel approved by the EPA can damage car engines, warns a group. But just a red flag on this, the group is the Kansas Petroleum Council, so obviously they have an interest in petroleum. But I also believe that ethanol is a very bad policy. The subsidizing of ethanol, the use of corn to make fuel, especially at a time when the corn prices are going up and corn supplies are going to be very low. So now, because of this government policy to push corn into your fuel tank through the use of ethanol, it means our corn prices are going to be even higher because corn supplies are even lower because we're burning our corn instead of eating it. That doesn't make sense. You know, corn is food, not fuel. You should eat your corn and burn your gas, not burn your corn and eat your gas. that would be insane. But I bet that's coming soon from Obama's economic policy advisors. Who knows what they'll come up with next? Export jobs, have gasoline for breakfast, and burn corn in your diesel engine. Why not? I mean, it makes as much sense as anything else. But anyway, straight ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Right after this break, we've got an interview with Daryl Rogers coming up about the Monsanto Protection Act. We'll be right back with that.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today. My website is naturalnews.com. And, of course, Alex Jones' website is infowars.com. And thank you for continuing with us today. It's always an honor to be able to sit in here at the command center and bring you this information about liberty and health and much, much more for your safety and sometimes your amusement. We always do little funny bits from time to time. But now we have a very serious issue to talk about. The so-called Monsanto Protection Act is that's sort of a loose name that's been assigned to some legislative efforts that are being attached to the 2012 Farm Bill and the 2013 Agriculture Appropriations Bill. And these would essentially force the federal government to approve GMOs at the request of biotechnology companies. And they would prohibit all safety reviews of GMOs from having any real impact on the GMO approval process. So this is, well, how to say this? You know how the vaccine industry got itself immunity by having the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, so you can't sue for vaccine damage anymore, you don't have due process anymore, and then the Supreme Court declared, this was last year, I believe, that the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has a higher authority than the Supreme Court itself, if you can believe that. I guess they're not supreme anymore. The Vaccine Court is more powerful. Well, now Monsanto and the biotech industry is, of course, influencing legislators and regulators to try to make sure that there are no questions raised, no red flags raised about their activities. as people are waking up and beginning to question the safety of GMOs and demand that it be labeled, of course, on foods. That's a big initiative in California. Now, joining us to help interpret this information and give us some more details, well, let me get Mylar Man off the desk here. He's flapping in the wind over there. What's up with that? That's from the previous segment. But joining us is Daryl Rogers from the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. Daryl Rogers is the spokesperson for that organization, which I admire and check out their website frequently. He joins us now to give us some more analysis of the so-called Monsanto Protection Act. Daryl, thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Mike.
Hey, it's great to have you on. This is the first time I've ever interviewed you, so it's great to be able to meet you this way. Tell us give us an overview of what this so-called Monsanto Protection Act is really all about.
Sure. This is really turning out to be the best Congress that genetically modified money can buy. Monsanto has asked a few members of Congress to slip in to really big appropriations bills and really big authorization bills, some kind of last-minute fly-by-night riders that the Monsanto lobbyists had in their pocket, and they kind of passed them off to their friendly members of Congress to insert into these pieces of legislation. They're called riders is because they just simply ride on like a parasite. This language, this Monsanto-sponsored language, has nothing to do or little to do with the actual bills that they're attached to. These are simply gifts to the industry. So you were 100% correct, Mike. There are two sets of riders, one to the 2012 House Farm Bill and the other one to the 2013 FDA Appropriations Bill or Agricultural Appropriations Bill. And what they would really do, and you hit the nail right on the head, it would give Monsanto and the biotech industry practically a get-out-of-jail-free card. If Monsanto has before the USDA approval system some genetically modified plants, and the Alliance for Natural Health files a lawsuit and says, hey, wait, Monsanto, you can't get these things approved just yet. There's a couple other steps you have to go through. And a federal court says the Alliance for Natural Health is correct. Monsanto, you have to go through these processes. Monsanto can just simply go to the GMO-funded and GMO-friendly USDA and say, can you get these guys off my back, these federal courts? And the USDA can issue to Monsanto and their buddies you do not apply to the federal judicial system, get out of jail free card, continue with what you're doing. The courts cannot stop you. Individuals cannot stop you. Science cannot stop you. You are free to plant and carry out your genetically modified crops and their approval processes without any judicial oversight.
Well, I bet a genetic crop holocaust could stop them because that's what's at risk here. Just for the record, we don't know for sure whether these GMOs would cause a massive global crop failure or genetic pollution holocaust of some sort. But the scientists that are pushing this, well, the biotech industry, I should say, the bought and paid for prostitute scientists, they don't know either. This is all a grand experiment, and that's hence the need for safety, hence the need for the precautionary principle when you're conducting science on such a grand scale with unknown outcomes. Would you agree with that, Daryl?
You're 100% correct. I mean, this is really an infant science that is being that in the entire U.S. population is an unwilling participant in the scientific experiment. Genetically modified foods and crops have really only been on the market for the past 15 or 16 years, and Monsanto knows, and they've said it publicly a long time ago, that if you put a label on a genetically modified product that the ingredients are GMOs inside this piece of food or this food product, that it's like putting a skull and crossbones on that product. So Monsanto and the biotech industry is doing everything they can to make sure that states, the federal government, individuals do not require the labeling of genetically modified food.
Yeah, let's plug the labeling initiative. Is that labelit.org or what's the correct website for that?
CARightToKnow.org. And also
justlabelit.org. Okay. Go to those websites, folks. Justlabelit.org. Also, go to the Alliance for Natural Health website, ANH-USA.org, and you can find a lot of great news there. I got to say, Daryl, I'm a big admirer of your website and your crew there. You've done some incredible work. You're doing some legal work, some investigative work. You're really fighting for liberty. I'm just truly a great admirer of everything your organization is doing. Can you tell us a little bit about your group for those who may not be familiar with it?
Sure. Thank you so much, Mike, for those very kind words. We are a grassroots advocacy organization. We're based in Washington, D.C., but we take action all around the country. We want to mobilize and turn the 100 million consumers of vitamin and dietary supplements, of complementary and alternative medicine. We want to turn those 100 million consumers into 100 million activists, into political activists that are fighting for their access to organic foods, to vitamin and dietary supplements, to real information about science and health. And, we've kind of tasked ourselves with that mission. We are made up primarily of grassroots consumers. We also have practitioners, complementary and alternative practitioners that align ourselves with us and some of the folks from the natural products industry. But 90% of everything we do and who we are grassroots activists. And you can see from our newsletter articles, we have thousands of Facebook likes. We have, some 30,000 people following us on Facebook and Twitter. And this is only over the past 2 years that this is really just ballooned. We have so many people that want to become involved in keeping, government and big business out of their decision-making processes when they want to look for healthy alternatives to the cut, poison, and surgery and pharmaceutical methods of health and healing.
Well, and plus, Daryl, sorry to interrupt, but the backlash is growing against the encroachment of our rights and our food and farm freedoms. You've got the raids on milk taking place. You've got like the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, just going in and destroying this woman's garden with over 100 varieties of edible plants and medicines and foods, just destroying it. You've got the attacks on nutritional supplements, the attacks on free speech about nutritional supplements. Attorney Jonathan Emord has spoken about that, and Jim Turner has spoken about that at great length. I know your organization has taken action on many of those issues. The backlash is growing, man, because people are just fed up. They are offended by this idea that food and supplements and nutrition is being criminalized by this mafia government. They're just fed up with it, and I don't blame them. I'm fed up with it.
They truly are. And what's really fantastic is that we are seeing folks come to this issue from so many different paths, from so many different political stripes. We have folks that come through the Alliance for Natural Health, and you probably see them on your website as well, Natural News, that, they were longtime, super liberal hippies, or they're super conservative, libertarians, crunchy libertarians, and people that just simply, maybe were just right down the middle independent voter, but they happen to they might have gotten ill, and they looked for kind of the modern traditional medicine, and they realized that there is absolutely nothing here for me, and I want to take responsibility for my health, and let me have access to the information and products to do that. And they're finding that there are more and more roadblocks to access to that information and that health. And to get back to the original points on the Monsanto get out of jail free, the Monsanto Protection Act, and we mentioned the first one, which was that Monsanto was allowed to ask the USDA for pretty much a hall pass to not have to get their crops reviewed by federal courts. There's another set of these riders that was put in just last week into the House Farm Bill, and these are almost even more dangerous, because particularly within that set of riders that's in the House Farm Bill, it removes farmer protections from suing for cross-contamination of GE foods. Just think about how important that is. Monsanto and Bayer and other big biotech companies have lost millions and millions of dollars in courts because farmers have sued them for cross-contamination of their GMO crops, contaminated their non-GMO crops. And when these farmers tried to sell their products overseas to Japan and to Europe, those boats got turned around and sent right back.
Yeah, they lost hundreds of millions of dollars potentially because, if it's GMO contaminated, they can't sell it or the value drops. It's almost worthless.
Yeah, and so the riders that are attached to the House bill, the House Farm Bill, would remove those kind of farmer protections for cross-contamination. It also requires Congress, or actually Congress asked the USDA to come up with an allowable limit of transgenic pollution. So the bill would compel USDA to establish a extremely controversial national policy on low-level presence. So if your organic crops, if your just regular traditional crops become contaminated with GE toxins, then you do not have recourse in the courts because USDA has set this level of X amount of pollution is allowed in your crops.
Yeah, hold on a second, Daryl. We've got to go to break, but stay with us. Sure. We'll continue on the other side of the break. But, yeah, I find this highly offensive. Oh, what's a little bit of GMO? What's a little bit of radiation? What's a little bit of fluoride in your diet? no, who cares? That's what the USDA says and the FDA, and meanwhile you're being poisoned to death. We're going to get to solutions on the other side. Stay with us on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
All right, we've got some breaking news just coming in right now. This is red-linked on the top of DrudgeReport.com. U.S. Navy fires on ship in Persian Gulf. One dead. An American Navy ship fired on a boat in the Persian Gulf today, killing one person and injuring three others aboard the craft. And ABC News is reporting this right now. We're going to get to that in just about five minutes or so. But it looks like a Gulf of Tonkin potentially type of event, trying to have justification for war with Iran. As you know, in fact, Alex just called me during the break and reminded me that Iran had previously announced that they're going to close the Straits of Hormuz roughly around the October time frame. So maybe this is some kind of tactic to initiate conflict and thereby justify an invasion. We'll get to that later. Also, another breaking story on Infowars.com, an article by Paul Joseph Watson, UN gun grab follows State Department plan. We'll get to those two stories in just a minute, but first we finish up with Daryl Rogers from the Alliance for Natural Health about the Monsanto Protection Act, as it's being called. It's actually several riders attached to different legislative bills. And my question to you, Daryl, is now solution-wise, what can individuals and activists do to stop this? I noticed that Representative Peter DeFazio, a Democrat out of Oregon, has introduced some amendments to try to kill this, but what can consumers do, Daryl? Let us know.
First off, to support DeFazio's amendment, let your member of Congress know that you will not put up for Monsanto just carving out for themselves exclusions to the rule of law. So our website, anh-usa.org, on the homepage of our website, you'll find that action alert. And then on top of that, our newsletter articles also give you updates on the other GMO issues that are important. So we want people to take action on those. But really when it comes down to it, people ask me this quite frequently, what can somebody do about this? There are three things that individuals can do. One, vote with your dollar. You know, don't support the biotech and Monsanto industries. Shop for your local fresh, organic, and farmers markets for your produce and for your food. Secondly, use your social networks to take action. We have access to hundreds of people, sometimes thousands of people online. Talk to them, engage them in issues that you're involved in and that you find important. And secondly, take political action. Naturalnews.com, the Alliance for Natural Health, anh-usa.org. There are action alerts up there. Contact your members of Congress. There are other organizations out there that individuals should not only follow but take action if you can contribute to, because it's an uphill battle, but we've got the numbers. If everybody puts in just a little, it'll make the fight a whole lot easier, and the results will be certainly significant.
Absolutely. Also want to plug organicconsumers.org. Ronnie Cummins heads that up, the Organic Consumers Association, which has been also at the forefront of this fight. You know what I love about all this, Daryl, is that so many of these groups, you know, all of us who believe in liberty and freedom and honest information on food labels, you know, we really cooperate. We work together. It's not like there's any central plan. We don't sit in a room and plan all this. We just do it because it's the right thing to do. We just work together. We promote each other. We work toward the common goal of having honest food that supports sustainable life. I mean, it's not difficult.
It really isn't, and this is an area where everyone's got their kind of their own niche, but all together it's a big umbrella, it's a big tent, and we're all working just for the very, very basic principles of people deserve the ability to access information, healthy food, and vitamins and minerals without interference from government or Monsanto.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate the work that you and Gretchen and the others there are doing at the Alliance for Natural Health. So I want to thank you for joining me today, Daryl. Any final thoughts as we close this segment out?
No, just thank you so much, Mike, for having me on the Alliance for Natural Health. And just recommend that everybody stay active, stay informed, and take action.
All right. Well said. Thanks for being on the show today, Daryl. A pleasure to have you on. You're a great spokesperson, and I think you're right on the right track to helping educate and empower consumers. Thanks for joining us. All right. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Very good, Daryl. Okay. Here we go. We're going to get to this news, and we'll continue as the break is coming shortly. But again, U.S. Navy fires on ship in Persian Gulf. This is breaking right now. It is red-linked at the top of DrudgeReport.com. We're going to cover this with more analysis right here on the Alex Jones Show in the next few minutes. And also, U.N. gun grab follows State Department plan. Complete disarmament of the American people is the subhead, an article by Paul Joseph Watson, posted right now at Infowars.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. I'll be here today and tomorrow. And let's load up the phones, folks, because I'm going to take some calls in the next segment, as well as covering these two stories. All that and much more straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are continuing here on this Monday, July 16th, 2012, on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com, filling in. I'll be here today and tomorrow. The phones are open right now at 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 259-9231. We're taking calls on almost any topic, but especially on the breaking news items that are happening right now. Again, the U.S. Navy fires on a ship in the Persian Gulf, one dead. According to ABC News, and this is also linked on Drudge Report, a U.S. Navy official said the offending vessel was a white pleasure craft. But a UAE official told ABC News it was a fishing boat with four Indians and two Emirates on board. U.S. Navy, Rapanak fired a 50 caliber machine gun at this small motor vessel, and one is dead. But one U.S. Navy official has said, quote, "I can't emphasize enough that this has nothing to do with Iran." So there is an effort to potentially de-escalate the situation. Nonetheless, there has been a request from U.S. Central Command to maintain a two-carrier presence in the Middle East, and that is, of course, believed to be ramping up for possible war with Iran. We know that the United States and other nations have an agenda to basically take out Iran, and they're probably looking for an excuse to do so. So with all that in mind, let's go to some calls and get some comments and questions from our listeners. We've got Dwayne in Texas on the line. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah, hey.
Back on the show, man.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I just want to tell you, you know, the big headline news, I think, for most people, too, you know, aside from all the GMO that's going on, we know that's slow kill and things of that nature, and those are very important. But what you got to understand, too, is that with the UN gun grab, what's going on now, I mean, that's people's basic right to protect themselves.
Sure.
You know, and I think that's the big thing that's at hand right now. And in the community that I live in, I have talked to peace officers, both city police department as well as sheriff and even some military that may have been here on leave or whatever the case. But what I've done is I've actually challenged them with a question, say, listen, you know, the UN gun grab, and most of them are completely oblivious to it.
Of course, yeah.
But the second thing I do is I say, hey, what, you know, when it comes time for you to come round up these firearms, you know, well, are you going to do it? You know, basically posing the question to them.
Yeah. What do they say?
Well, you know, obviously most of them are do not like it. But you have to understand that the police are not here to protect us, and we should know that due to what the Supreme Court calls sovereign immunity. They don't even have to respond to a 911 call.
No, no, of course not. And you bring up some good points here, Dwayne, some good questions. Look, the police know. And there's many, many good people, men and women in local law enforcement, and I know many of them. They know that if they try this kind of gun confiscation, they're going to get shot up by people who are not willing to give up that protection. Because think about it. If the honest people give up all their firearms, then the criminals are going to run loose across every city, every countryside in America, and be able to just invade homes and steal and rape and pillage without being stopped whatsoever. Because what are you going to do, call 911, really, out in the country? Really? Where the response time is 25 to 30 minutes? Forget it. No, good points, Dwayne. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you brought that up. Let's go to Keith in New York, who's joining us now. Go ahead, Keith. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? You guys do a lot of good with getting a lot of pressing issues out. And I really think if the president goes ahead and signs this gun ban treaty, you guys need to organize a massive march, you know, to call for his impeachment. That would make, you know, it makes him a direct threat to the Constitution.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Keith. The thing is, there's just so many assaults on our freedoms and liberties. There's so much going on. I got to say, Alex Jones was here at the studio working until at least 11 o'clock last night on a Sunday night. The guy is working 24/7. It's ridiculous. We're trying to save liberty here, and I know you and others are as well. There's just so many things that have to be done. Organizing a march is a pretty big deal, but I think your idea will definitely be taken into consideration. It's a great suggestion. We need to get that kind of idea out there, and maybe when the time is right, enough people will just coalesce into that kind of a movement. Let's go to Janine in Minnesota. You're on the air, Janine. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mike. It's always good to see your face when you're filling in.
Hey, it's great. It's great to be here. Thanks for joining us. What do you, you got a comment or a question? What's on your mind?
Well, both. I have two things. I have some information on the drones firsthand, and then I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
My son-in-law, he's in the Air Force. He just started training to be a drone pilot down there. They shipped him over to Texas. So he's training right now. It's only his, like, second day of training, so I don't have a lot of information about what exactly it all involves. But apparently, in the Air Force, you know, these guys have families, and they need to feed their families, and that's the most coveted position there is to be a drone pilot.
Well, sure, you don't have to go out onto the battlefield. It's just like playing a video game.
Yeah. That's the big catch is to, you know, everybody wants to do it.
Well, I guess so. I mean, plus, remember, the young kids that are growing up and going into the Navy and the Army and these other Air Force and so on, you know, they grew up on video games. So to them, this is just the next extension of it. But, you know, the downside to that is that they don't see the reality of the damage that they could be causing, right? They fire a missile into a house or a structure or a vehicle. They don't see the blood, the bodies, the screaming, the suffering, because it's distant. And yet they can still get medals now, arguably, for doing that. So, you know, a lot of frontline military guys have a problem with that going on. But Anyway, I appreciate your call. Please keep us informed when you find out more about what kind of training he's getting. That would be interesting. And thank you for your call. Let's go to Eldon in Washington now. Eldon, you're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mike. Glad to hear from you again today. Nice to see you on the show.
Hey, it's always good to be here.
Hey, I wanted to speak quickly about a little program they got going in the Philippines with the vaccinations where my wife is from. Imagine just going through some Gardasil information here, excuse me, and about 3 weeks ago, we are webcamming my mother-in-law, okay? She has to excuse herself, go to the door, and this is in a very rural area where we have about five little houses. She comes back to the computer, and I said, what's going on, Mom? She said, there's people here who want to give us a shot. I said, at your home? What are they trying to give you? I don't know. Go back and ask them if it's a thing called Gardasil. So she goes back, and I've got several little sisters there that we don't want touched. So they're going around through the Billy Boy and Melinda Gates Foundation, through the Catholic Church over there, and handing out small bags of rice if they can inoculate you in your home.
Oh, wow.
Not only that, my mother-in-law is in her early 50s and had a hysterectomy earlier last year. They actually wanted to give her the shot, but when they went through the quick little card questionnaire, she had a hysterectomy, and they said, well, this, you know, doesn't count for you. So this is my family overseas who is not cognizant or privy to the information we enjoy here, getting, you know, they're attempting to inoculate them in their home. And I'm a medical professional, and I'd say, heck no.
Yeah, I'm really glad you called in. This is a great point. Door-to-door vaccinations, we've seen this in the U.S., and you mentioned that they were giving them a reward of a bag of rice if they allowed themselves to get the shot. That's what we're going to see more and more of, is either financial or material incentives to agree to be injected with what essentially are experimental and potentially harmful vaccines with all kinds of stealth viruses, animal DNA, RNA fragments from who knows what source. That is some scary stuff. I appreciate your call, and it's great to bring that up. It's also a good defense just to tell them, hey, I've had a hysterectomy, and then it doesn't apply to me. That's something that every female listening should keep in mind. If they come to your house and try to give you an injection, just say, hey, I've had a hysterectomy. It doesn't apply to me. Maybe that'll make them go away. Oh, man. But probably soon they're going to start bringing the vaccines with firearms, especially if they can disarm the entire American public. Then they know that nobody's got any way to defend themselves against these biological chemical attacks known as experimental vaccines. Let's go to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air. Thanks for joining us today. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know how much it's been, you know, brought up, you know, in your office about what happened in Los Angeles with the art walk, where it's a monthly deal where people come and they just draw art, from what I understand, on sidewalks. And it's you know, just a fun monthly thing that people in Los Angeles do. Well, on Friday night, there were riot police that came and dispersed people. It alerted shop owners who came out, and it turned into people getting shot upon, and it was a friend of mine that watched the live stream of
wait, who was doing the shooting? Who was shooting?
It was a friend of mine, and I can give you his full name and everything.
No, I mean when you say people were fired upon,
Were fired upon by riot police with what my friend said were 40 caliber foam grenade bullets. And Fox News covered it, and I think it was NBC, and also it was in the Huffington Post, where I don't know if they actually talked in the articles about people being shot upon.
Okay, but, guys, in the control room, can you search on that and see if there's a video or something about that incident? It's called the Art Walk in Los Angeles?
A monthly event. And they turned it into, in the mainstream media, an Occupy movement. It had nothing to do with Occupy anything.
Well, no, this is about showing the people who's in charge here. And thank you for your call. That's a really good point. Look, you know, art is now probably going to be considered an act of terrorism. You know, how dare you express yourself on a sidewalk using chalk, for example. You know, look, who was the artist that was featured here on the show that drew, I think, Chase or J.P. Morgan Bank on fire and then was threatened with arrest or even detained? I don't remember the details, but yeah, artists are under attack. Hey, we're showing the video right now on PrisonPlanet.tv of exactly what you were talking about there. So you're exactly right on. Here we're seeing protesters. There's chalk art on the sidewalk. A lot of people filming with cameras. A lot of lights and probably sirens. We can't hear the audio, but clearly large number of people collected there. The police look like they've formed a line. They've got motorcycle cops there with their lights blinking. Protesters with signs. Here comes the audio, so we can hear a little bit of what's going on. I don't see anybody firing. The motorcycles are now advancing toward the crowd, and this apparently took place last night in Los Angeles, and this is from a tip of a caller right here on the Alex Jones Show. I tell you what, keep watching that video there, guys, and if something interesting happens, come back to me, and we will continue with that. Otherwise, I'm going to continue with other callers, because all these callers have such great information. Scott in Idaho is next on the line. Scott, you're live on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Mike Adams. A real pleasure to be on the phone with you. I want to address the upcoming war with Iran. It was concluded at Nuremberg that to initiate a war of aggression is not only an international crime, it is the supreme international crime, differing only from other war crimes in that it contains within itself the accumulated evil of the whole. We've been at war with Iran for some time now with our cyber attacks, military psyops, propaganda, and sanctions. We're already in Iran killing, and yet Congress has not declared war, which the United States Constitution says that Congress has that right, even though the Executive Department stole it some time ago.
No, well said. The executive branch of government now doesn't even talk to Congress anymore. It's let's just legalize the immigrants. Let's just declare a penalty to force everybody into monopoly controlled healthcare systems that give money to Big Pharma, which are now total criminal mafia organizations, admittedly on the record. You're right. Who consults Congress anymore? They just declare war. They just declare themselves to be king. It's incredible. Any other thoughts on that?
You betcha. James Madison said, and I quote, "Of all the enemies to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other. War is the parent of armies. From these proceed debts and taxes, and armies and debts and taxes are the known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few. In war, too, the discretionary power of the executive is extended. Its influence in dealing out offices, honors, and emoluments is multiplied, and all the means of seducing the minds are added to those of subduing the force of the people."
Absolutely. Look, this, I didn't mean to cut you off, but this is why this incident that's happened today in the Strait of Hormuz is potentially very, very important, that the U.S. Navy has fired on a ship there with 50 caliber rounds and has killed one person. That's why this is important. You're exactly right. That's a very important quote. I'm glad you brought that to us, and thank you for your call. I do want to go to some other callers here. Julio in Illinois joins us now. Julio, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Mike, you do a phenomenal job. Fan of your work. And big thanks to Mark Dice and others that covered Bohemian Grove. They did a great job this weekend. I got two things. I was covering the CPAC Chicago event a couple weeks ago, and I haven't released this video yet, but there is a freshman congressman from Kansas. His name is Tim Holzkamp, I believe his name is. I didn't know who he was. But during his press conference, he mentioned he's a part of the Agriculture Committee. So I thought it'd be a great time to ask a congressman a question on GMO labeling, whether he agrees with it or not. Little did I know that this guy is Monsanto funded.
Oh,
so,
really?
I ask him, number one, you know, with Monsanto lobbying taking place in Washington and so many people are concerned with GMOs, do you feel that we should have labeling differentiating GMO foods to non-GMO foods?
What do you say?
He admits to me He admits to me, number one, that he's a GMO farmer. He has a family farm out in Kansas. I believe he gets government subsidies. I'd have to do more research on that. But number two, he admits that we, the American people, are already eating some form of genetically engineered food. Again, this is a Kansas congressman, Tim Holtzkamp. He's Monsanto-funded. You can look up on Open Secrets. Admits to me in a press conference, I'm going to release this video, that we eat GMO food and that he grows GMOs and that it's perfectly fine. And that
that's
people,
incredible. Did you shake his hand and find he has seven fingers? I mean,
I did not shake his hand. But yeah, it is incredible. It is incredible because he's saying that, you know, if people want to pay more for organic food, they can go ahead and pay more. But again, we eat genetically engineered food already, and there's no harm to it.
Oh, that's incredible. That, I mean, but what an admission that it's already infiltrated the entire food supply and that genetic pollution has already taken place, and he's going to continue to pollute our nation with his own crops as a farmer and try to represent the people, even while he's growing corporate property, intellectual property seeds. Give me a break. Great call, though. I'm glad you brought that up. A lot more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
And we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in. We're taking calls, and I got to say, I really love the callers onto this show because they're so well-informed. They really get it. They bring great ideas. Lots of innovation out there. And before we go to more calls, just very quickly, in the next hour, we've got Alex Jones with his Ask Alex segment. That's coming up. And also, I'll be back tomorrow hosting yet again with some really groundbreaking info. We've got a whistleblower inside a major global pharmaceutical company that's going to go public with some very eye-opening information about what happens behind the scenes in the mafia pharmaceutical industry, which we know is, well, led by criminals. That's just a matter of public record now, actually, with these settlements that have been taking place. But let's go to some more calls. We've got David in Georgia on the line. David, thanks for joining us. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. How are you, Mike?
Hi, I'm doing great, David. Everything going all right with you?
Yes, good. I've been awake since the 60s, and in the 70s, I read None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And in that book, it says that... Well, now I've lost my train of thought. Anyway, lose our Second Amendment rights, the rest of our rights will fall like they have fell in a well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We have to keep it from happening. I don't know how we can do it, but we need to organize something to stop this.
Completely agree with you there, David. You're absolutely right. The Second Amendment is what makes all the other amendments possible, because without the Second... I mean, even with the Second still in place, the government is trying to take away the Fourth, the Fifth, the First, of course. I mean, everything, you name it, they're trying to take it away. Very good point there from David. This is why we have to resist that UN treaty effort and support those who would, honor the Constitution, honor the Founding Fathers. What's so hard about that? The Bill of Rights. Let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Hells Ranger. How's it been?
Good. It's good here, man. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I was with the 45th Infantry Brigade and Delta Company, first at the 279, second platoon. During Hurricane Katrina, I'm kind of calling in on yesterday's subject. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
But I've always wanted to get a hold of you guys and kind of get the word out there for those that still have that slight hesitation in the back of their head that gun confiscation can't and won't happen here. It already has. And I was only 21 years old, just really gung-ho, really dedicated to the Army, especially to the infantry. And I did whatever I was told.
And what did they ask you to do?
The first thing we did was we got a book full of 3-week-old 911 phone calls, right? And then we had to go around and answering all the phone calls. So we were like cadaver dogs for about 3 weeks. And in between them, we would run night missions. And here's the thing. A lot of people may think that they'll see this on the news or they'll have time to get ready when the crap hits the fan or whatever. It's just, it's a truck. You know what I mean? It's a group of trucks. They pull up, they stack right on your home, as we did, and we broke entry. Yeah, we would yell out, Oklahoma Army National Guard, is anybody in need of assistance? But that's as we were booting in the door.
But wait a minute, it sounds like you weren't part of the Oklahoma National Guard. I mean, you were U.S. military.
Yeah, I was activated, I think about a week after Katrina. I was watching it on the news, and Sheriff Kamiko of Fox 23 told me before my unit even got a hold of me that I was going to New Orleans. We got sent in, and we were the very, very first boots on the ground. Alpha Company.
You were confiscating firearms?
Left and right, yes. And we were also monitoring the New Orleans police because we kept having, the first day we had this little beautiful redheaded lady come up.
All right, wait a minute. We're almost out of time. Will you stay on the line for us, please? I want to continue with you on the other side. Stay on the line with us. This is fascinating. We're going to continue this right here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.